Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. During the podcast, Burr also attacked Trump for renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. I don't have an opinion about that. I know that sounds ridiculous, but you've heard people say, oh my God, can you believe this? He's naming it the Gulf of America. Who cares? I mean, honestly, who gives a shit? Why is that a big deal? Tofus says it's just Trump saying stupid shit again. Yeah, I know. He says stupid shit every fucking day. What does it matter if he calls it the Gulf of America? It doesn't matter at all. So he's constantly trying to bag on liberals. But at the same time, I think that that's all bullshit. He writes, the fucking epitome of this time right now, like how divisive we are. That, like, the Gulf of Mexico is now the Gulf of America and people get excited. Like, how the fuck does that help your wallet? It's an empty gesture. And then it's also like a racist gesture. Well, I guess it depends on what lens you're looking at that through. I would say a number of these stupid Trump voters might actually equated as that and say, yeah, let's get rid of these brown people. I mean, I get that. And but a good portion of the browns, or a good portion of the white people that hate the browns, love Trump. So I can understand why he'd do it. But I don't know how divisive it is. I mean, we've got to go back many, many moons if you want to talk about what is divisive and what not and what is not. I would say right now, it's less divisive than ever because the right is getting their way on everything. So I don't know. I mean, they're all just saying scoreboard, fuck you. And the left is not nearly as aggressive about this shit than the right is. So I don't buy that we're more divided than ever. Bill Burr added, like, that's the white guy saying fuck Mexicans without saying it. You know who has a fucking problem with Mexicans? What is the real problem? This is such an ugly fucking time. So he's just blathering. The article goes on to say that Burr has spoken out on both conservatives and liberals alike. Yeah, Bill's one of these. He's going to try to split hairs because he's a huge pussy. So he's going to try to, like, talk bad about both groups. And I guess I kind of do that too, but not exactly. He says liberals are so fucking stupid the way they handle Trump. You should shut up. He's a narcissist, neutral energy, neutral. Again, I don't know precisely what you mean. He's said a lot in this bullshit rant, but he didn't really say a lot specifically. You idiot liberals wrote him. Twist again when you indicted him, he said. And now he's a martyr. He's coming back, Jimmy. He's coming back. It's going to be great for comedy. He's coming back. Yeah, I think he's unhinged. This is a pile of shit, worthless fucking rant. Nakua Matata says, who's more annoying, Stephen A. Smith or Bill Burr? I don't recognize that name. I don't trust who you are. No offense. Tofa says, nope, the left hasn't been aggressive at all, and that's part of the problem. Most of them like the way things are going. Well, I don't know. Jeremy says, easy is right again. I'm so tired of hearing about my problems from people who have never and will never experience them. Yeah, I mean, like Bill Burr speaking on behalf, a very, very wealthy man speaking on behalf of poor people. That's bullshit. You know what poor people want when they listen to you? Not someone amplifying their problems like this and just saying, bad, this is bad, we got to do something. You know what they want from you, Freckles? Do something fucking funny, you asshole. Jesus Christ. All right. So there you go. Fuck Bill Burr. This is the first time I've ever actually said fuck Bill Burr. But for this particular rant, fuck Bill Burr. I was starting to lean on, think about that when it was prior to the Billy Corgan thing. But when he did the Billy Corgan thing, I was like, this is bullshit. It's not even funny. And you're not funny while you're trying to do it. And now this whole thing, it's like, come on, Bill. If you've ever had a chance to listen to Bill's podcast, listen to it with a critical ear. And listen to how the shit he talks about that just goes fucking nowhere. I mean, the style of shows from this one to that one, identical. One dude, microphone. But he records his. He doesn't do it live. I do mine live. But what I do here, and I do it for one full hour longer every day of the week, what Bill tries to pull off for 2 days a week is bullshit. All right? Not funny. It's him just kind of dabbling around, talking about nothing. There's no emotion in it. It's fucking boring. Yeah, I want to hear about the fucking Boston Red Sox, you stupid piece of shit. Or he's a goddamn talking about drumming. Yeah, paradiddle, paradiddle, rudiment, rudiment, snare, hi-hat, paradiddle, paradiddle. Fuck off. What an asshole. Like, anybody gives a shit, Bill. Fuck. Somebody needs to tell him these things. Dude, go back to doing a show. Sit down, write down some fucking thoughts, and then go. Yeah, I'm tired of billionaires. Fuck them. What? I love billionaires. I even love Elon Musk. Probably going to get me canceled. I'm already canceled. I've been canceled for years. How the fuck can you say you love Elon Musk? I don't know, man. He's doing his fucking job. Tofus says, I couldn't get my ADHD meds because of shortages, but I'm so glad Bill Burr is on my side. Nick says that Bill's wife killed any funny that he had left in him. I don't know about that. I know that Bill's wife is black and he's white. And so I think what Nick is saying with that joke is that Nick's a racist. That's what he just said there. And Bob agrees. I can't. There's no way you idiots can say that shit. That's as dumb as Bill's stupid take about I hate billionaires because they're billionaires. I think what you're getting there is you morons are just revealing that you don't like black people. Bill is also sober now. We need drunk Bill Burr back. Patrick says, I could see Freebeer being a Bill Burr guy. I don't think he is. But I don't think he's listened to him lately. The only time Bill Burr has been on Freebeer's radar lately was for the stupid Billy Corgan bit. But old Bill Burr ranting when he was actually funny. Let's see. I should get Bill Burr ranting to the Philly audience. Bill Burr, Philly rant. I don't know if I'll get through it, but he was, Bill was pissed off during this thing. God, I don't have it on video. I don't want the audio. I want the video. Yeah, here it is. It was, it's called That Philly Thing. Opie and Anthony used to do their traveling virus tour where they'd show up at towns with various stand-ups that were in their universe or their network. And Bill was pissed because they were booing another comic. So he went nutso.
I hope your mother has herpes in the center of her asshole. And you go home tonight, you lick it, you get it on your tongue, and some other horrific shit happens that involves cancer. So all of you, 11 minutes left. 11 minutes. I hope somebody takes a fucking beer stein and just slaps you on the back of your zit-infested fucking shoulders in your awful man tit tank tops. I hope that happens to you. I hope the class
it. This goes on. I'll include it in the links. I don't want to watch the whole fucking thing. This goes on for 12 minutes of him roasting the audience off the top of his head. It was absolutely outstanding. So Bill now is sitting there bitching about billionaires. Fuck you, Bill. Okay. I hate to do this, but like I said, I drink a ton of water. I gotta take another break. I gotta go pee. I can't even stand it. You know what I'll do? I'll play Bill while I go tinkle. So you can watch a little bit more of this. And, you know, it's not nearly as good as me, but it's still better than Bill Burr bitching about billionaires.
Crust over. You can't bullshit. You fucking warehouse market, weed smoking fucking disappointment for your mother. 7 minutes left. 7 motherfucking minutes left. And I'm doing all fucking 7. You fucking assholes. Fucking standing backstage for 3 hours to get booed by this GED fucking stupid.
I'll include it in the links. I got a phone call today when I was doing the insane asylum from one of the folks north of the hard living line. This is EZ. Almost said ED. What is my deal? EZ. My wife might get fired. Now, this guy takes way too long to say anything, but I couldn't get out of it. The only way I could have gotten out of it is if I said, I can't talk to you, and hung up on him. But, you know, this is now 11 months and one day that I've been doing this radio show. Mornings on Northern Michigan's Q100. This poor guy, he says, I think my wife's going to get fired. I go, oh, yeah? He says, yes, she is a government employee. Ever since Trump took office, he's firing all the government employees. I go, okay. And he says, she's 3 years from retirement. And I'm thinking to myself, well, this is going to suck. She probably is going to get fired. As are a lot of people. Millions of people work for the government. And I think they're slicing like 4% of the workforce, maybe more, when it's all said and done. This is a wide-ranging reduction in force. Now, this, to me, is something that I have wrapped my head around a long time ago because of radio. At any given moment, you're looking at suddenly an axe will fall and everybody's wiped out. That is a regular occurrence in radio, except now it's happening in the U.S. government. And everybody's bitching about Trump. You can't do this. And they're trying to get the courts to stop these mass firings. And in some ways, it's been successful temporary injunctions to keep people from being fired. And in some cases, they're even bringing people back. Like, oh, we didn't mean to fire you. We're going to bring you back. But this is still a very, very real thing. Now, I don't know if when Trump got elected, I don't think he ever said, ladies and gentlemen, when I take office, a ton of people are going to get fired. Vote for me. All right. I don't think he said, all right, make America great again. Elon Musk and Elon's son, X, are going to run the nation. Did you see that clip of the kid telling Trump to shut the fuck up? This is a fantastic clip. Elon's there standing wearing like a fucking pair of jeans and a baseball hat. And his little retard kid is at his feet like going, and Trump is there sitting there watching this unfold. And the kid actually goes up to Trump and says, I need you to hush. And Trump just looks at him like, what the fuck is going on? Now, he didn't do anything. I was expecting Trump to like hit the kid. He should have. He should have backhanded that kid right in the face. But he didn't do shit. Oh my God. If Trump had said, all right, I'm going to take office, and then this guy's doing all the work. I'm creating a branch of my office to just fire everybody. Nobody would have voted for him. I mean, it's like, hello, I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message. This man is going to fire you all, and his little asshole kid is going to tell me to shush when I'm in my office. Maureen says that that moment was the weirdest presidential press conference I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to get it. Elon, X, and Trump presser. It's long, though. I just want the part when he's telling Trump to shush. Oh, fuck it. I'm not going to get into it. Anyway, so had Trump said that, I mean, nobody would have wanted to vote for Trump, but here you go. And so now I wonder if there's anyone, if I can actually get someone to admit who voted for Trump that had they known this, they would not have voted for him. Yoda World says that the kid says it in a weird way too. He says something like, I need you to be quiet. Oh yeah. Tofa says, I mean, Trump did kind of telegraph that he was going to do this with that 25 bullshit. Yeah, I don't know. Chris says, revoke that kid's birthright citizenship. And I wonder if when that meeting ended, Trump said, hey, fucking Elon, you fuck. Get this brat fuck of yours out of here and don't ever bring him back again. Wolverine Bronco says the firings and tariffs are so Trump can say he has saved enough money to justify renewing the tax cuts for the rich, which expire this year. Maybe. I have no idea. So, all right. All these people are getting fired. So this guy calls me up. He says, EZ, all these people voted for Trump that live around me. There's Trump signs everywhere. I did not vote for Trump. I go, okay. And now there's a pretty good chance my wife is going to get fired. Last Friday, they walked into the office and heads rolled immediately. And I think she might be next. I go, what does she do? He goes, she's a scientist. She is a microbiologist. I go, what does she microbiology? He says, she is the one that determines things like what to do to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen these things. These are the ones that if you drive by on a boat, they'll like jump out of the water crazy. It like drives them nuts and they all fucking jump out of the water nutso. And they consume so much of the food sources that all the other fish in the Great Lakes struggle when these fucking carp are in there. And then it causes like a snowball's effect on the food chain. And so he's explaining all this to me. And in my head, I didn't have the heart to tell him, but Maureen says, well, she's done. And Tofa says, oh boy, Trump hates science. Oh yeah, she's fucked. He doesn't give a fuck about carp in the Great Lakes. No. They might as well call this Lake Carp in 4 years. He doesn't care about that. Trump will... Okay, someone will say, Trump, Mr. Trump, this is what it's going to be like if you fire this guy that called EZ's wife. And you're going to see all the fish jumping out when the boat goes by. And he's going to be like, well, that's fantastic. Fishermen must love it here. It must be great. It's great for fishing. We're going to love them. They're going to be the best carp. Carp jumping out of the water. Fantastic, really. Personally, I love the carp. Lake carp going forward. Carp-a-mania. Carp-America. Make America carp again. So he's going to love that. And that means that the Great Lakes are going to be destroyed. And algae, plume, fucking crazy. Nick says, put a cash bounty on them. Hard living will have the river clean in a month. This is a good point. We're going to have to do something. Because that guy's wife's getting fired. The Asian carp are moving in. And that's the end of it. Now, Starman says, I remember when the Asian carp invaded 20 years ago. Oh, the devastation. Now, I don't know if you're being serious or not. I know that they have worked to keep them out. They have various means that they do that with. But if that goes away, does that mean that the carp are just going to move in and fuck all the shit up?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But this guy is like, yeah, we don't know what to do. The thing is, this guy, he hasn't lived with the specter of being fired looming over for a long time or ever, like people in radio have. People in radio are constantly looking at three steps up the road, if they're worth anything. The ones that don't, they just start selling fucking motorhomes, which is what I was going to do. Yoda World says most normal people get fired like every 5 years. Exactly. You need to get fired. You need to have the rug pulled out from under you. Because most people figure that shit out and they adapt. And they've improved themselves because they've had to suffer through that. And they figured out, now I don't need to freak out because this is probably going to happen, and I'm planning this, and I'm doing it. Makes you fucking think when you get fucking fired. So I support all Trump firings. Now, I do not support Trump, but if anybody's going to do a bang up job in firing people, it's going to be Trump. So fuck these people. Get fucking fired and figure that shit out and make yourself a more viable human being, you idiots. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is weighing in on this. There was a number of people that were fired who are just like the guy who called the radio show, scientists. In the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This is Wendy Cummings. She's a scientist. She's a virologist at the Cummings School of Veterinary Medicine at Tufts University. Here she is working in the lab. She probably has a paycheck in her back pocket that says pay to the order of Wendy and from the U.S. government. Well, she was fired. Now the government is saying, maybe we don't want to fire Wendy. They are working to rescind the terminations for fired officials who were working on bird flu. So if you're Trump, this is a perfect opportunity. You're like, yes, we're bringing back the bird flu. the bird flu scientists. They're the best at bird flu because what is bird flu doing to affect you and I? All of America is losing their fucking minds because a dozen eggs cost $6. It's like the end of the world. If Trump fires these people and then brings them back and then they figure whatever the fuck it is they need to figure out, he can do that thing that we talked about where he fucks shit up and then he brings it back to make it seem like he fixed it. Okay, so that's his game. So the USDA is working to take back the termination notices that were sent out. Well, what do you mean you have to work to take them back? Just say, hey, we didn't mean to fire you. Although several positions supporting the fight against bird flu were notified of their terminations over the weekend, we are looking to swiftly rectify the situation and rescind those letters. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service frontline positions are considered public safety positions, and we are continuing to hire the workforce necessary to ensure the safety and adequate supply of food to fulfill our statutory mission. You know he's serious when he's firing the people that are keeping us from dying. The agency noted that several jobs, including veterinarians, animal health technicians, and other emergency health personnel, have been exempted from the recent personal actions to continue to support the bird flu response and other animal health priorities. They're being described as accidental firings. They've come amid the Trump administration's sweeping push to reduce the size of government and cut the federal workforce. Politico reported that over the weekend, 25% of the staff were fired at the USDA's National Animal Health Laboratory Network program. The bird flu outbreak has affected dairy cow farms and poultry flocks as egg prices have skyrocketed. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention still rates the current public health risk as low, even as 68 human cases have been confirmed, including one death. It's very difficult to take bird flu and infect a human. So Trump is going to bring some of these people back, not because people are dying, but because of the cost of eggs. And I'm glad about that because in the grand scheme of things, there are a hell of a lot more people affected by the cost of eggs than there are these dead people. Tofus says, hello, pandemic 2.0. That's ridiculous. He did that with the farmers when he fucked them all over and had to bail them out with $15 billion. I don't have any idea what you're talking about. Yoda World says, no eggs, no chicken after a while. Rebecca says, nothing screams competence more than accidentally firing entire departments that are responsible for our safety. There was a number, Piano Fingerbanger says, people in charge of nuclear stockpiles, get the fuck out. That's true, they were fired. A number of people in the IRS were fired. There's like a complete list I saw somewhere. Federal layoffs. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So if you get scammed, tough shit. More than 100 employees were laid off. Department of Education. Now Trump wants to get rid of that whole group. Wipe it all out. He's been firing people in that. Department of Energy. Nuclear agency firings, like we talked about. 1,200 to 2,000 workers with the Department of Energy. Now, these people secure the radiological materials around the world. That's remarkable. Some of them that were fired were later reinstated. I don't know how that happens. Lots of firings to the Department of Health and Human Services. boy, my God, this goes on and on and on. Homeland Security, National Park Services. Department of Veterans Affairs, firings. Those firings yielded $98 million. All right, so I guess what I want to know is, because one of you made this point, with all of these cuts, why is this happening? Is it because he doesn't like these organizations? No. What is he going to do now with the money that is saved? One of you suggested that that will justify his tax cut for the rich. So, you know, is Trump working hard to alienate him with all of the base? Is that what we're looking at here? Because if I'm in the base, if I'm just the guy with the truck nuts and the 10 flags on my pickup, timeout, Brucey. And I, oh yeah, Trump, man, he's getting rid of government. Yeah, fuck yeah. No more Department of Education. Yeah, well, what's he doing with the money? I don't fucking know. And then they find out that he's giving a tax cut to the rich. They're going to fucking have a mutiny. I honestly don't think he gives a fuck now. And most people that voted for him are super dumb. All right. I want to know what's going through the minds of Bob here. He's a dumb fuck who voted for Trump. Shit for brains. Nick voted for him. Kuiper is that piece of shit. He wants him in office. David's got a goddamn Trump statue on his front lawn. What the fuck do you assholes have to say about this shit? My God. You gotta weigh in. You can't just sit there with your thumb up your ass. This is your guy. Jesus. Yeah, right. Time out. Bruce. Hey. Stop. No, stop that. The paw licking. It just kills me every time. I cannot hang with that. Okay. Thank you to a number of my sponsors that are keeping this podcast free. Again, I do it in two parts. I do the free podcast every day, and the sponsors pay me to talk about them, and it's free. And then there's the Patreon podcast. I do more podcasting. That is subscription-based, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you to, who did I leave off with? Was it King's Room or Van Dyke Mortgage? Did I do the Van Dyke Mortgage ad earlier? I cannot recall. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage from anywhere in the U.S. Buy now. Refinance later. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Anywhere in the U.S. when you're in the space where you're looking for a pre-approval for a mortgage to buy a home, please keep Mario in your thoughts as one of the ones that you should reach out to hoping to win your business. 231-332-6505. Tag Accounting and Tax Services. Online at tagcpa.net. Another sponsor that from anywhere in the U.S. you can take advantage of what they do. Head over to tagcpa.net or call 616-301-9516, 616-301-9516, or send an email, troy@tagcpa.net. He'll do your taxes for you. You don't have to be with them to have them done. You can be in another state. You will end up uploading all of your material to his online portal, and then he will do your taxes. The next thing you know, your money's in your account. All right. Also, I would like to mention Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. ERVines.com. That's ERVines.com. A fantastic place to get your vehicle repaired. Head over to their website and check out their Google reviews. They're right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I've been having our cars taken there for years, and it's absolutely spectacular. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Stand by and eat a drink. Okay. By the way, Irvine's has loaner cars. Joe Martinez is here. He is doing okay, I think. Glad you're here, buddy. Hope you're feeling all right. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. Fantastic place in West Michigan. Kuiper, treecare.com. They'll take care of any damaged trees from a storm. If you have an unwanted tree, they'll get rid of it. They'll grind the stump. They can prune your trees or trim them like they did for us. They can, not only that, do tree risk assessment with their certified arborists. And it's really a sight to behold when they get rid of a tree. The amount of people that they have here on the job and how quickly it happens. And you won't almost cut your foot off. Reach out to Kuiper Tree Care at KUIPERtreecare.com. You can also just call or text 616-828-8225. KuiperTreeCare.com. North of the Hard Living Line, way back in 1989, a 41-year-old mom lost her life. It was a horrible thing, I guess. Somebody took her life. And that was back in 1989. So cold case thing. I don't know what prompted the cops to investigate, but this is right up the alley of murder lover Linda. Not Linder. The deceased is also a Linder. Linda Mateer. Her body was found just south of Traverse City. A local task force combining the sheriff's office and the police department and Michigan State Police, they took another look at it. And for years, they haven't been able to solve this case. I guess they've continued to work on it throughout the years. And after more than 35 years, they have made an arrest. The cops said that they never forgot about the case. I don't know how they didn't forget about the case. Over the years, they have developed persons of interest. We're looking at all the evidence that was collected, what was done with it, what can be done with it. We're looking at witness statements from back then, seeing if there's anything we can improve upon during that statement or clarify during that interview with those people. The guy they arrested was a 63-year-old dude from Leelanau County. So 63 minus 35, that's what? 53, 43, 33... This 28-year-old dude, they're saying he murdered a 41-year-old mom back in 1989. The problem here is we don't know anything. How did this happen? Linda Mateer was 41, mother of five when she was killed. One of her daughters, Lisa, was 17 at the time. So she's in her 50s now. It's like it happened yesterday. I think because it's been unsolved and the what ifs, you know, always the what ifs, if that keeps it right there at the surface, the suspect is expected to be arraigned on Wednesday. Can you imagine having your mom be murdered and then there's no closure? The bad guy is on the loose. And then out of the blue, 35 years later, they make an arrest. You know, in a lot of ways, that's good. But in a lot of ways, it's like you have to kind of relive this all over again. So if I'm 17 years old and somebody's killed my mom, and then all of a sudden I'm 35 years later, I'm in my 50s, and I might be like, I hope they never catch the guy. My God. Now, it doesn't say how they figured this out, but I'm wondering if this is one of those things where hasn't this been a regular thing where you go to like one of those genealogy things? And then like if I were to go and spit in a test tube and then send it to the genealogy place so they can tell me about my family, it'll say, these are your family members on your dad's side. These are the family members on your mother's side. And then these people are murderers. I think it actually does that. Like 21andMe, they've actually changed their name to they're called solveamurder.com. Because 9 times out of 10, when anybody sends the spit in to 21andMe, 9 times out of 10, a murderer's name is revealed. And then the police go and get them, or a serial killer or something like that. It's been incredible. So then 21andMe has this information, and then the cops get it. And then the cops say, we just had a breakthrough in the case. Through outstanding investigative work, 35 years later, we have figured out who slaughtered Linda Mateer. And then they do a press conference like they are right here. And then you don't like mention it. You just say extenuating circumstances have been revealed, and we have found out you just come up with anything, just make it up. And now we have a suspect in custody. That's what you do. Tyler says 23andMe really should change their name to 23 to Life. Cole says they identified Jack the Ripper a few weeks ago with DNA. Like, my brother Jim just did this. And his cousin, not mine, it's from a different marriage, is the Unabomber. So you could see me. It says Eric Zaitunian and Bernadine Corbeil. And Ruben Zaitunian, all related to Jim Zaitunian. Unabomber is your brother or cousin or some shit. And that happens all the time. You know that guy who, when there was that black guy who was driving around D.C., the son was driving the car and the dad was in the back seat or the trunk, and then he would open up a little opening that he had fabricated, and he stuck the rifle out, and the DC sniper. So you'd be sitting there getting gas, and then all of a sudden a fucking bullet goes through your head, you're dead. My mom, we did 23andMe just before her death, found out that she had a child with that guy. True story. And then when you actually pay the extra money, they give you like a big family tree and a book that goes with it, if you've ever done this. And you can hang up the big family tree thing, and then it says, my mom, out of wedlock, had a child with the DC sniper. My God. Maureen says yes, murder lover Linda says yes, my friend was a helicopter traffic reporter in DC when that happened, D. Morrison. I know who Dee Morrison is. She went to CMU. I think we had sex. Thank you to TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. I'll be looking for the asshole of the day. Book an event at TC Paintball. tcpaintballgr.com. The destination for paintball in West Michigan. Gather up your friends. Gather up your family. You got a youth league on Wednesdays. They have a full pro shop for you. It's fantastic for bachelor parties. Get the kids in the neighborhood. Book a weekend event at TC Paintball or during the week, whatever you want. You don't need to buy any equipment. It's all included in the cost at TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. Linda says, no, you didn't, LOL. No, we did. It was before I met Diana and after I met that chick that had a horrible smelling vagina. It's in your paws, E! Ask her how she's doing, if she remembers me and my penis. Thank you to Green Medicine Shop, online at greenmedicineshop.com. And a Z Cannabis Shop for this show. They're in Greenville, Michigan. Go to their website, thegreenmedicineshop.com, and see what dope deals they have today on their website. You can go to any shop. I realize you probably have one that you're used to. You like going to whatever. You like the people. That's great. Go to Green Medicine Shop once because they're a sponsor of mine and mention my name. Thank you so much. Today's asshole of the day has got to be Bill Burr for his I don't like billionaires rant. What an asshole. Talk about low-hanging fruit. Yeah, everyone's going to get behind me and root for me because they're not rich. And I'm speaking for the people. We're too divided. Shut up. What a bitch. My God. All right. That's my time. We got a Patreon bonus podcast a little later on. And I will talk to you then. For now, though, thank you so much, as always, for being here. You guys are just a fantastic group. And I will talk to you for the Patreon. Have a good one. Till then, bye-bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.